Today is July 25th, 2011. My name is Tyler Gallagher with Regal Assets, and these are your precious metal news updates. Very important discussion happened yesterday, which was Sunday night. This was discussions in Washington about the debt ceiling. As everybody knows, this has been a major discussion between the Democrats and the Republicans. They are butting heads yet again. The Republicans want to temporarily increase the debt ceiling just till 2012 and deal with it then, whereas Democrats, more importantly, Obama, leading this party, really wants a longer-term solution, and this is causing, again, major butting of heads, which is ultimately causing a lot of fear in the marketplace and is ultimately pushing up the price of precious metals this morning. Another important event that happened is Friday. Three banks were seized by FDIC. These are two major banks in Florida, another one in Colorado, and basically, to keep you up to speed, this is a silent sort of event that's been unfolding since 2008. They don't really discuss it in the news. Literally every Friday, banks are being seized. Some weeks it's six, some weeks it's two. This week it was three. But just to catch you up to speed, we're almost at 400 bank failures just since 2008. This year alone, we're sitting at about 150 bank failures. So this is causing a lot of strain on our financial system and ultimately is going to really affect the dollar. On a global scale, as our monetary system continues to struggle with the debt ceiling talks, to the European nations having their sovereign debt issues, and China with their inflation, Russia made a pretty aggressive move, and they just expanded their gold reserves by 200,000 ounces. Again, this is a very aggressive move, and it speaks to the global climate where basically central banks, more importantly, you know, Russia, India, China, they feel very uncertain about every currency out there, and they're looking to get the tried and the true. Russia is being very aggressive about their gold expansion. They want to put more in their holdings, and will continue to do so. But they're also, as everybody knows, China's been buying, India's been buying. It's not by chance. These are very important times, and gold's really going to speak to people's buying power in these coming times. These are your precious metal news updates for today. Your spot prices are brought to you by iGold Live. This is a free app. You can get on your iPhone, your Droid, your BlackBerry device. Literally, it's free. All you got to do is just go to your local marketplace, wherever you get your apps, you type in iGold Live, and it's there. It's free. Totally great app, especially for a seasoned investor or someone new to the marketplace. You get a lot of great charts, a lot of updates. I'm literally going to just leave it up to you to go and check that out. Today, the spot prices are sitting at gold. Right now, it's sitting at $1,622.30. Silver's sitting at $40.60. Platinum is sitting at $1,799.50, while palladium sits at $804. My name is Tyler Gallagher with Regal Assets, and these are your precious metal news updates. We'll see you tomorrow.